Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by Felicia Curry, a local, talented, acclaimed actress. We've you know, interviewed you about many of your shows around DC over the years, but we're here to talk Theater Week. Thanks so much for doing this.
Absolutely. Listen, I get to come on and talk about basically the Super Bowl of theater. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yes, the Super Bowl of theater here in Washington, DC. And it's going to run September 21st through October 8th.
Correct.
You know, what do you know what year we're in? Like, how long has Theater Week been going on?
We have been doing Theater Week since 2017. And what's exciting about this year, last year, we sold 16,000 tickets, you know, in the midst of everything that was going on in the world, which tripled the tickets that we had done in 2019. So Theater Week has been thriving.
I love it. And it's a great, like, and explain sort of the mission behind it that, you know, it's like that offers discounted tickets and drums up, you know, support for local theaters. You know what I mean? Like, what's sort of the mission behind it?
Absolutely. So it's like Restaurant Week. What we're offering up to the public is an opportunity to not see one show, not see two, but maybe to try out several shows. We have tickets at $20, $40, $60 through our ticketing partner, TodayTix. And we're really encouraging folks to try all that DC theater has to offer. We have musicals, we have plays, we have new works, we have theater for young audiences. And this is really an opportunity for you to try all of those things out and not really hurt the bank, you know.
Absolutely. Do you know which show will you be performing in?
I'm actually not in a show that's running during Theater Week, but that's okay, because when Theater Week is over, we want to encourage folks to continue to see theater. That's what Theater Week is all about. We're offering you up the opportunity to try shows out, go to the theaters that excite you, and then once you've done that, continue to go to those theaters. So I'll be at Arena Stage right after Theater Week ends in a show called POTUS. Very appropriate for right here in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. And POTUS, President of the United States. It's going to be great.
President of the United States. It's a comedy with only women.
Oh, I love it. We'll have to circle back and, you know, preview that. I just spoke with your new artistic director over there. She's awesome.
Oh, wonderful. So, yeah.
But that's good that you're not. That's actually it worked. It's a blessing in disguise that you're not acting in anything during Theater Week, because that allows you to go see all the stuff. So are there any?
I was going to say that means that I can support.
Yes. Are there any that come to mind that you're like are must see? Now, I mean, don't worry. I'll list the full all the different shows. And
I was going to say, don't do that to me, Jason.
Well, are there any that you're like, oh, I can't. This is part of this is going on right now that I can't wait to see, or my friend is in this. I'm going to go support them or whatever.
There's a couple of things that I think I'm super excited about. I love that DC does a lot of new works. So there's several new works, world premieres that are happening during Theater Week. Number one, over at Woolly Mammoth Theater, there's a new play called, I don't want to mispronounce it, My Mama and the Full Scale Invasion. It's a world premiere at Woolly Mammoth Theater, touches on the crisis in Ukraine. I think that's very exciting, very interesting. Another world premiere, Monumental Travesties at Mosaic Theater, which is about a subject right here in our backyard in Washington, D.C., about the Emancipation Memorial, written by one of our titans of D.C. theater, Samayene 24.
Oh, that excites me. I just met him down at the statue last week, and we did a story on it. It's a really cool idea.
I think that's a really cool idea. Very exciting about what's happening right in our backyard. That excites me. We have several plays written by Latinx playwrights and directed by Latinx directors, which are super exciting. One over at Studio Theater called Espejos, Clean, I think it's called. You can look all of these up and get the correct titles.
Sure.
I don't want to mess anything up. But that one's exciting to me. And there's another one called Alceste. That's going to be in series. Those are two that I'm excited about. We also have offerings for young people. So I always want to encourage. I know families sometimes get discouraged from going. This is an opportunity to really do that without breaking the budget. So You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is happening at Adventure Theater. If you have teeny, teeny, tiny ones, there's a show, The Hungry Caterpillar, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, which is a book. being done by, at Imagination Stage. So, I mean, there's so many things that are out there. And obviously the big ones, you have Evita happening over at Shakespeare Theater. You have Moulin Rouge is still happening over at the Kennedy Center. But I do want to encourage people to really get out and see some of our smaller theaters, what they're offering up, because what we want to do is encourage people to continue to go back to the theater.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good sampling. But again, there's so many productions. So everyone will
we'll link
to them. Cool. And you said that the discounts are going to be, what did you say? 20, 30 and 40?
$20, $40, and $60. And that's through our partner at Today Tix.
Awesome. So yes, if money was ever an issue to see the shows, this is the week to do it.
Just exactly.
Just like restaurant week, you know, you get your discount to taste
just
the pricing.
Like restaurant.
Yep.
Exactly. And again, we want to encourage you to see more than one because the ticket prices are what they are. We're hoping you decide that with the same amount of money, you can see a few shows.
Right, exactly. Like a Barbenheimer, but it'll be
exactly.
I'm trying to think of what it would even be. A Vita Travesties. I don't know what it would be.
I know. I'm like, what would it be?
But cool. All right. And then in addition to the actual discounted shows in the actual theaters, I hear that there's some really cool, if we want to zoom out for a second, I hear there's some really cool like outdoor stuff, like a walking tour, a bike tour. Like tell me about some of the cool, how should we say, mobile experiences as you move around
the
town.
Yes, the interactive stuff. So first things first, we're having a big kickoff party at Arena Stage on September 23rd from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. What's exciting about this is that it is a free interactive all-day event where you can get up close and personal with over 50 of the theaters. There are performances, there are workshops, there are panel conversations, there's food and drink. I think this is a wonderful way for our audiences to get to know the theater specifically. And you can be right down there by the wharf in Arena Stage's beautiful space, which I think is super exciting. So that's number one. As you mentioned, there is a walking tour for those of you who want to learn a little bit about what happens behind the scenes at some of the theaters. We're taking you just backstage at some of the local theaters to tell you a little bit about what happens there. We also do a bike tour for those of you that prefer to get on some wheels and do the travel. It's a 20-mile bike tour, so be sure to bring your water with you on that. Again, giving you an opportunity to learn about the history of some of the theaters that we have here in DC. DC has a long theater history and legacy, and the bike tour is a wonderful way to hear about all of that.
So will there be like a tour guide on the like riding a bike with you?
Oh, or I guess, absolutely.
I assume with the walking tour, definitely a tour guide, but.
And yes, one with the biking tour as well. Oh no, we're not gonna leave you out like that.
So
no, it's great because we'll have somebody there that will be talking you through. Again, like the bike tour is behind the scenes, some of the history. So somebody will be there talking you.
Okay, cool.
I want to talk about one more event.
Sure.
That's celebrating DC women black performers on U Street. This is a really exciting event and specific to Washington, DC. So it's in partnership with Shalay Hainsworth of Black Broadway on U Street. It's an immersive multimedia exhibit celebrating some of the most iconic black female artists of our time, including Pearl Bailey. I think they might talk about Cab Calloway in that too, who's not female, but just celebrating Black artists. And I think that's really exciting because Black Broadway is what U Street used to be called. So that event will kick off, I believe, October 5th. And then the installation runs that whole weekend. And that's the tail end of Theater Week. So another opportunity for our audiences to be immersed in what theater and entertainment has been in DC over the years.
I love it. And now I was told you had some stats at your fingertips. I'm looking at them on the Theater Washington website where it says the numbers from last year, like how many productions, how many tickets sold, blah, blah, blah. Could you maybe rattle off some of them for me of how, well, let me, how do I, I'll tee it up. I'll tee it up as a question. So how many, when this was done last year, just to give folks the idea of the size of this, how many productions were there last year and how many tickets were sold? Like, I want to know how much business this brought in, you know?
So over 20 productions last year, 16,000 tickets sold, which again was triple what we had done in 2019. And as you know, between 2019 and 2022, we had a little thing called the pandemic. So yeah, to have that type of uptick in ticket sales after that is really exciting. And this year we have over 25 productions, and we're hoping, come on, DC, that we can double or triple that again.
Awesome. How many productions and theater? How many theaters are participating?
This year we have over 25 productions. Okay. And again, remember, this is just between September 21st and October 8th.
Right.
I know some people sometimes hear that and they're like, oh, that's only 25 productions happening. That's not true. This is only happening during this time.
Right.
You know, we have over 65 theaters here in Washington, D.C. running shows all of the time.
Right. Exactly. And then I wanted to, you know, before we run I want to unpack something else you said about, you know,
yeah,
we had a little thing called COVID that everyone's recovering from. A good like way to kind of big picture it here. Obviously the pandemic like ravaged theaters across the country. Broadway shut down and local community theaters were hit even harder. Just talk about, you know, big picture, like how DC has been sort of resilient, and you know, I commend them, all of you in the theater community for keeping it going and during really hard times.
I think, Jason, you've said the word resilient. That's exactly what DC was. We all hit hard times. That's obviously not something that we can ignore. But DC, I think, fared better than most cities. We had very few, if any, theaters that shut down. We had very few, if any, theaters that cut back their seasons completely. We had theaters who were doing work throughout the pandemic to make sure that they kept their audiences engaged. And I gotta say, I'm really proud of what we've done here in DC theater, because we did keep our audiences engaged, and they proved that to us. When we opened the doors back up, they were there. I'm proud to say that I was in the first show that opened Ford's Theater, My Lord, What a Night. And that theater was almost full. Surprisingly, people were wearing masks, but they were there. That was in September, October of 2021. They couldn't wait to get back. And because DC audiences understand the idea of the community of live theater. And I think they were desperate to have that back. And so they were excited to be in the room together again. I'm also proud of DC for sort of holding on to what they created during the pandemic. So you're still seeing some digital content. You're still seeing people use what they use during the pandemic to keep audiences engaged. I think we've all learned a lesson that that is, we want to keep audiences engaged as much as possible and in any way possible. That being in the seats is important, but we also want to engage them in an online presence. We want to offer up programming for them surrounding the shows. I'm seeing a lot of that here in DC, which is exciting, that the shows are not just to be sat and watched, but to be talked about, that we're thinking about what's being talked about in the shows. And I think a lot of the theaters here are being mindful of that.
Great. Yeah, I mean, you sort of already spoke to it, but I was going to ask why you thought that DC fared better than other cities in terms of bouncing back from the pandemic. I mean, is it, like you said, is it the audiences here are just like a great cultured theater audiences, but also from the theater, you know, the owner side, is it, you know, I don't want to say federal funding, because there's only a couple federally funded, but you know, like,
yeah,
is it like a bigger, there's like a lot of donors here. You know what I mean? It's a really rich, like, I don't know. Why do you think it fared better than other towns?
Yeah. I mean, well, you said the thing that I was going to say, and that is there's only a few getting federal funding. So there weren't too many people that were counting on that. I think what we do have here is a lot to offer. I mentioned earlier that we have plays, musicals, new works, theater for young audiences. I think our audiences know that we have something that is for them, so they're willing to invest in that. Because what I'm realizing now, I think what we're all realizing now, is that live theater, live entertainment, is an investment. And we want to encourage people to invest their money in the theater. And if that we keep them engaged, we do theater they want to see, we get them excited about theater, they want to invest their money in that. And that's what the theaters, I think, in DC did over the pandemic. They listened to what the audiences were saying. They asked questions during the pandemic about what do audiences want to see? How do you want to be engaged? And then the theaters responded. And once they did that, audiences were excited to come back. They're ready to invest their money in what the theater has to offer.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you joining us. I have plenty to work with. I guess just before we close, pretend I'm not here and you're talking directly to the listeners and just invite them on out, you know, say, hey, everyone, come on out to Theater Week. There's a ton of good shows. You're going to have a good time, whatever you want to say. But yeah, speak directly to the listeners.
So, hey, everybody, my name is Felicia Curry, and I am here to invite you to Theater Week. It runs September 21st through October 8th. This is your opportunity to see DC theater. We have lots to offer: musicals, plays, theater for young audiences, movement theater. Our tickets are $20, $40, and $60 through our ticketing partner, TodayTix. Please go out and see a show. Maybe see two, maybe see three. Bring a friend. We're excited to have you at Theater Week. And when it's over, come back to the theater. We can't wait to see you there.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.